Hey, and welcome to Epistle, a devotional podcast that goes through the New Testament one book at a time. How's it going, everyone? We are in Titus chapter 1, starting at verse 5. I left you on the island of Crete so you could complete our work there and appoint elders in each town as I instructed you. An elder must live a blameless life. He must be faithful to his wife, and his children must be believers who don't have a reputation for being wild or rebellious. A church leader is a manager of God's household, so he must live a blameless life. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered. He must not be a heavy drinker, violent, or dishonest with money. Rather, he must enjoy having guests in his home, and he must love what is good. He must live wisely and be just. He must live a devout and disciplined life. He must have a strong belief in the trustworthy message he was taught. Then he will be able to encourage others with wholesome teaching and show those who oppose it where they are wrong. Paul makes a very clear distinction on the mission that he is giving to Titus right away in the verses we're looking at today. And immediately, you're going to see the difference between the letters that he writes to Titus and to Timothy. Now, the content of the letters are fairly similar. You saw that already with the qualifications of these elders. But the work that both of these men are called to do is different. And that's okay, because they are on the same team, so to speak. They are ones who are called to advance the gospel in whatever setting they are in. And for Timothy, we recognize already, as we've looked at both of the letters to him, that he is serving the church in Ephesus. Titus is one who is sent to Crete. He is called not just to oversee one church, but instead to set up a network of churches in the multiple cities that are on this island. He is the one who is going to be appointing and overseeing elders. And I think that's important to point out, because overseeing the church in multiple cities is too much work for one individual to undertake. So Paul is encouraging him, you got to have a team. You have to be surrounded with the right people. Make sure the right people are in place. And that is why he receives a similar list of qualifications for elders that Timothy received as well. Now, you're going to find out in the next episode why these qualifications matter, not just in general for the life of a believer and follower of Jesus, but especially on an island that is known for devious acts, for laziness, for being sluggards. And the conviction and lifestyle of the elders of the church is going to stand in direct contrast with the culture that is being propagated on this island. Now, think about how hard this is going to be. I want to know the people I'm appointing first. If I'm putting myself in the position of Titus, I want to know the people I'm appointing to be an elder. And getting to know the people in question would take quite a bit of time, I think. I think that would be due diligence, proper diligence here. And it doesn't sound like Titus is exactly in a rush to hurry up and get it done, but he still has quite a lot to do. So go ahead and get started, right? Kind of this minute little detail as well, but you wonder how many cities there are on this island and how many elders would be appropriate to appoint in each of these cities. And who knows, right? If you look at maps of the Bible, they're going to show major cities. And if you look at Paul's trip to Rome, you're going to see that he stops at the island of Crete, like we saw at the end of the book of Acts. You see two specific cities on most Bible maps that you're going to find. You see Lycia and then Phoenix. These are the two cities in particular, but there's probably others. So Titus has quite a bit of work to do. And here's really the thing. There are really three reactions that people have to seeing someone live a life of godliness. And I bring this up because really this is an uphill battle that Titus has to deal with. The first reaction that people have when you see the testimony of believers is that they stand in passivity. They're kind of apathetic toward it. I mean, it looks weird, but you know, whatever, that's the way you want to live, fine, no big deal. The second attitude and reaction that you see is that people tend to not appreciate the fact that sin is being called out, because they enjoy their life as it is. They continue to live in rebellion against God. And then finally, the third reaction is that it attracts them to the church. They see that this is the way life used to be, but these people are different. And you know what? I actually really kind of enjoy being around people like that. I want to surround my life with people like that. I want them to influence me. I want to grow with them. I want to be with them. And these are the different reactions that Titus is going to experience as he does ministry on Crete. But I want us to take some time today for the takeaway question to consider the work that God has given to you and compare that with the work that he has given others to do and just celebrate those differences, but also just make note and celebrate the work that God has appointed you to do as you follow him. Thanks for listening to Epistle. You can find, follow, and give feedback on our Instagram page at @e_pistle. You can find all of the episodes for this podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and please feel free to share them with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.